This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do be part of the conversation. Do get engaged. Do get involved. And make sure you have the right information. Please don't spew the wrong stuff. And then stay on it. Don't do that. Really. Because it just hurt the rest of us. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to head up to my website, therealside.com. You know, I should head up there so I can tell you where everything is. Because, you know, I always say to you, it's somewhere up there. And it's frustrating for me, too. I don't mean to do it to you. But if you head up to the website, there's a lot you can do up there, right? First of all, give me your email address. And I'm a very needy person. I need your email address, okay? So give me your email address. I send out an email once a week to let you know who's going to be the show, what we're going to talk about, who the guests are going to be, some of the issues that we're dealing with. You can decide what nights to What nights to watch and what nights you don't want to watch or listen. And, you know, again, there's so much there I want to get involved with. You can find out if you click on shows. It gives you the stations. You have the classic podcast. You can even check out information on our guests. You can find the upcoming shows. There's a lot you can do there as well. You can go to the store where you can buy my book. That's right, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you were taught to hate. Right? I mean, over the last 8 years, you've been taught to hate all of that. But you don't have to. I'll show you in the book. You'll find out in the book you don't have to. And then you have the shirts. Man, this is the time to do this. All right, the shirts are #stand. #stand for America. Stand to make America great. You know, stand against those resistors. Seriously. Make your own statement. Don't wait. You know, we've been talking to a bunch of other conservatives that do radio shows and do columns. What are we waiting for? Find out where they're meeting. Get your own group together. Have signs on the other side of the walkway, freeway, street, intersection, whatever it is. But push back. And then you'll also find a button for Patreon there, or Patreon, with a little link that says support us. Look, yeah, I've told you what's been going on with Google. I told you what's been going on to conservatives. You saw, I mean, look, we couldn't take a hit. That's 1/100th of what Sean Hannity's doing, or did. Right? So what makes you think that if a sponsor gets enough pressure on a little guy like us, that they're not going to pull it, we're done? We've already seen it happen with Google. Google has squeezed, strained, squashed some of these smaller sites. And mostly, almost all conservative sites. So again, whether it's me, find another talk show host that you like, that you listen to, that you glean from, and help him out, or help her out. Again, we're on Patreon. The buttons are there. You can't miss them. You go to the main website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be involved in the chat room. You can read the articles. There's, I don't know, all kinds of good stuff up there.
Did I hit them all?
Did you get them all?
Okay.
Yeah, because they bore me too. Don't feel bad. So Mark Zuckerberg says, this is just craziness. That, I know, this is, let me see, we're simulcasting on Facebook Live. So this ought to get us bounced off in about 30 seconds. So Zuckerberg says that every American should receive a basic income, where? Not from a boss, right? But from the federal government. So he wants more, he wants the federal government more involved. Which I love. You know, when you're a billionaire, what's he got, $40 billion? He lost sense for reality, touch with reality a long time ago with very, very little. If you think about the way this happened for him, there was very little money of his put into this. Now, I don't begrudge him or belittle him or, I'm not down on him for creating something so successful, for sucking us all in. I'm sorry, but he did. He sucked us all in. But the way he did about it was a little shady. The way he went about it, the idea really wasn't his initially. Part of what he went to do was to shame his ex-girlfriend or a girl that was giving him a hard time. So, again, I mean, these people come off as holier than thou, like they know everything, can do everything, and the past is the past, and they don't even have to talk about it anymore. They're wrong. But he goes on, right, and we are, what, we're either up to or over $20 trillion in debt. Right? And this is not a new idea. This has been talked about for years. But now you've got these people with money in leftist circles. Well, look, if they can do it, just do it then. What's the big whoop? They should be able to pull it off. Now, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg suggested that this was something that we should explore, especially during the... this is something we should explore, period. I mean, I'm not going to go into all the reasons why. Now, I guess he gives this commencement speech at Harvard. He has a couple of times. I wonder if Bill Gates has been there to do a commencement speech. Because he, for all intents and purposes, he quit Harvard. Now, for quite a while, it's been obvious that Zuckerberg is very, very, very strongly considering a run for president. He's been talking about it. He's been talking about it with others. He's got the money to self-fund as well. But he doesn't want to run for president. He wants to run for supreme socialist leader. Presidency holds nothing exciting for him. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Can you predict the market? No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com.
Don't get caught off guard.
Market Vulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one Market Vulture user put it,
"Wow, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And tune in. Tell your friends about the show, your loved ones, your unloved ones. I'm telling you what, I can at least make their heart pump a little bit. Make them a little crazy. Head up to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate And the labels that were given to you by those people on the left, just amazing. Really is. You can find the book. It'll give you a lot of information. You can get it at Amazon if you want to do an e-reader version. That's fine, too. I'm not an e-reader kind of person. Not really. I got too much stuff to read during the day to begin with. I also want your email address. If you head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. And I tell you what, we just send you information. Who, where, what, how, when, the topics we'll be discussing. You can decide what nights to tune in, record, go back, and get afterward. We have our classic podcast, all kinds of fun stuff up there. Now, Zuckerberg, the one that keeps cutting me here on the show, Zuckerberg has decided that there really should be every American should receive a basic income, basic bottom dollar line amount that they get from the government, not Zuckerberg, but from the government every month, every week, whatever. And, you know, Zuckerberg was right there with Bernie Sanders. They really want to turn this into a socialist country, just shy of a communist country. They really think the government, and the thing they don't explain to these young people, and they really, I'm sorry, some of you young people listening, you really are out of touch. You really have no clue as to how government works. See, they make the government look like the big, bad, well, big bad bureaucracy it is. And they tell you about how they want to, and they steal all the money, and they're wasting all, and they are wasting a lot of money, and they are stealing your money to a degree. Because I do believe some of the services we pay for, we get. I mean, somebody's got to pay for the military. Somebody has to pay for the police departments. I want them around. But if you think about it, they teach these kids how bad the government is. So now they're asking you or asking someone to take money from the big bad group, those big bad people that should be giving you money to live on because they make it so hard for you to live. But what's never explained to them is who the money's being taken from. It's not all the one percenters. It's not all those people making over $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. The people making $80,000, $90,000, and $100,000 are also paying big bucks. And just because you're going to will and settle for $15,000 doesn't mean the rest of us are. And with the money that Zuckerberg has, there's never any thought to what somebody's making or not making or how much it's going to cost a small business because it wouldn't cost him that. He wouldn't even know what it cost him. Now, the writer says that they discussed the fact that the number of Americans that are receiving money from the government each month has reached an all-time high. You know how that happened. And Zuckerberg would take it so much further. He really believes that society would be much better off if the government had a basic income for everybody. He goes on to say, every generation expands its definition of equality. Now it's time for our generation to define a new social contract. What Zuckerberg said during his speech at Harvard, we should have a society that measures progress, not by economic metrics, you know, like I have, like I did, like I have stashed away in my stocks and bonds. We should measure it by things like GDP, but by how many of us have a role we find meaningful. We should, so, Mark, think about what you're saying. You know, this is where I always say to you, just because somebody has money doesn't mean they're smart. Well, just because somebody has money doesn't mean they have common sense. So what if the majority of people want to be artists and musicians and that kind of, you know, things that don't make a whole bunch of money, right? How does the country stay? Who pays for them at that point in time? Who pays? And since we import so much of our needs, we import so much of some of the product that we use, how are we going to pay the other countries for that? Are we just all going to get one big bandwagon and everybody's going to do a big kumbaya moment when the bill comes at the end of the year? This is where he said, you know, this is why we should explore ideas like universal basic income to make sure that everyone has a cushion to try new ideas. So he wants, what risk is there? What reward is there? How good do you feel about yourself when you're using, well, first of all, we're using somebody else's money to move forward. And secondly, what's the risk to succeed? What's the push? What's the, you know, a lot of people succeed because they're running up against a wall, or they only have so much money to spend, or. Think about it. If I didn't have to worry, if I had Daddy Warbucks sitting behind me shoving $20 bills in my pocket every time I made a mistake, I got nothing to worry about. It's all good. Now, of course, the truth is that the money for the people, right, it's coming from other taxpayers. And I'm not so sure, I don't know him, but some people are saying, well, he really didn't think this through. And everything I just said, you know, the writer was talking about it earlier, saying that, you know, young people are not going to have an incentive to work. They can just stay home, collect a check, and, you know, let's try out art. Let's try out dancing. Maybe I'll try auto mechanic until I, you know, scratch a finger or get greasy or something. Then I'll have to go away. But if I'm getting a basic income, what's the big whoop, right? Why would anybody bust their butts if they got money coming in? Right? Why make more money? We're already $20 trillion in debt, but the politicians on the left just want to keep giving more and more free stuff. Because it ain't high enough, hasn't hurt us, hasn't broke us yet. They want to, you know, I've learned something watching the Affordable Health Care Act. They've got this thing figured out and worked out. If they can put as much as they can on the back of the government to break whatever outside companies are trying to help support these situations, like they've done with the ACA, then they can step in and take over. They can step in and say, okay, we can't allow this to happen. Too many people lose their insurance, so we're going to make it a one-payer system, and you guys are going to back this up. Period. Think about it. They can do the same thing with just about everything. Right? Isn't that what happens in socialist countries? The government backs up the small businesses, tells them what they can charge, what they can make, how much of what they can make. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about product. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Well, aren't you part of the communist state of Facebook? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time. What's that? I know, it's amazing, right? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and being part of it. And look, I'm about done with these people. You know, there's really no way, I won't say to win this or not win this, but whatever. Look, if you're, you can't even get back on there and tell them where to go, right? Oh, that's great. And it's funny. So we're sitting here and we're talking about it. As you know, we broadcast on Facebook and a few other places. We do the live feed. And this is proof positive that what now again, I'm a capitalist. I'm all for, and this hand, it's your company and you can decide what goes up and what doesn't go up. But when you're not being honest and it's not equal across the board, you're not applying the rules equally across the board, that's a problem. Right, it's a problem, and the biggest problem is that you allow the left to get away with things you won't allow the right to do. That's not right, and it's not fair. Unless you feel it's okay to do, unless this is exactly what Mr. Zuckerberg. Maybe this is exactly what you want. Maybe this is exactly what you believe to be truth. That you deciding what's going to be heard, what's fake news, what's not fake news. Yeah. And if it's coming from you, who leans left, who believes the left is only... This is... You guys, this is how fragile freedom is. Facebook is just one of many outlets that this proves how fragile your freedom is. And we've allowed this to happen. You and I have allowed this to happen. Because you and I have sat here, you got to be part of Facebook, got to be part of Twitter, got to be part of this, got to be part of that. We allowed Google to grow as big as they did. These people, there should be suits against these people like there were with AT&T. These people should have to be, I don't know, maybe they need to be broken up. Right? Maybe they need to have more, how can I say it? Maybe they simply need to have more restrictions, because I hate to use that word. But if they're allowed to cut us out like this, if they're allowed to stop us like this, what's to stop them from getting true information, just like they do with President Trump? And now that they've blocked me, this is kind of even better. You know what I mean? I mean, this is just so much proof. Okay, so Zuckerberg, he really thinks that all Americans should get a universal pay amount. This coming from a billionaire that just, you know what's funny about this? We could post all these later on, but I'll tell you how to do that later. But this comes from a billionaire that really doesn't have to worry about money. And he's got so much money that I'm sure the people around him get paid decently. You know what you find out on a regular basis? People like this, when you find out that some of the menial tasks, menial laborers, the people that are mowing the lawns and cleaning and what have you, find out that they're not getting paid so well. And they seem to be okay with that. Or they usually just don't respond. Pelosi has never responded to the fact that she pays her female employees on the average of 21% less than male employees doing the exact same job in a different office of hers. Or sometimes in the same office. She's never responded to any of that. But they give them a pass. We're $20 trillion in debt, people. And the politicians don't left want to keep giving away, because it's going to get to the point, like it is in some other countries, where the majority of your money is going to go to the government with the promise that they'll take care of you later on. They'll make sure you get an education. They'll make sure you have a place to live. They'll make sure you have food to eat in your later years. They'll also make sure that you only get the amount of toilet paper that they want to give you, the amount of toothpaste that they want to give you, the amount of food they want to give you. Then you're going to have to ration it out. Same thing with gas. Some of these countries decide who can have a car, who can't. How big your apartment's going to be and how big it's not. See, the thing that makes America great, the thing that has, where Zuckerberg has really forgot, is the entrepreneurship doesn't come from having a cushion, having a safety net. Success in entrepreneurship is because you have nowhere else to go. Can't go anywhere else. You're done. I just spent all the savings account. I spent mom and dad's, retirement account. I borrowed money from my uncle and I robbed a bank on the corner. I mean, there really is a point to all of this. And that's what makes you want to succeed, because you have to. You have no other choice. But when you have somebody backing you up, why? You don't have to succeed. It's not the end of the world. Government's going to be there to catch you. You're going to have a roof over your head. You're going to have food. I'm not saying that fear should drive everything. But when you're cushy, not a big deal. I mean, think about where we've come. Because in the past, would Bernie Sanders really have been taken seriously? In the past, think about it. But in our day, look at socialism, because our young people think this, I wasted way too much time on this, but our young people think that socialism means that we take care of others. Then in the 70s, we must have lived in a socialist nation, because we did take care of others, but we, community, took care of community. We took care of each other. We took care of each other with money. We took care of each other with, and we didn't have money, but we took care of each other with money, with food. We help people get to where they need to get to. We allowed faith-based groups to get involved with helping to feed the locals. And they could take money from the government to help feed the locals. Now, what's really funny about that is that one of these loony bin left-wing outlets that came in and said, no, we have to have a separation of church and state. So even if it meant that a nun was willing to grab a government check, go to the store, buy bread, bologna, and cheese, and spend every bit of it on the homeless, and then use her own time that she didn't get paid for to go feed the homeless, that was unacceptable to them, which shows you the lunacy of that thought process. The American Culture and Faith Institute recently conducted a survey of adults 18 and older, and it shows not only how deeply divided Americans are on some of these issues, but also how their view of the nation stands. They are in stark contrast to what our founding principles were. They wanted to change, you know, when Obama said that he wanted to fundamentally change this country, I don't think a lot of us really understood what he meant by that. Because he wasn't talking about fundamentally changing it for the better, so that certain people would have a leg up, so that certain people may have a better chance. Didn't even fix it for the black community, or even make strides for the black community. According to a lot of black leaders, Trump has done more in the 120-some-odd days that he's been president than Barack Obama did in 8 years. And pull me down now, Facebook. No. Really? What'd you do? Did you lodge a complaint? You're good. See, that's why I keep you around. And you think about the, you know, you think about Congress. You've got Republicans control the House and the Senate. And you've got all this money that's running around. You know, how are you going to have that discussion about universal basic income? It's not going to go anywhere. Especially where you've got, again, the Republicans running most of everything. If we can develop a strong grassroots movement, he says, which says that every man, woman, and child in this country is entitled to a minimum standard of living far beyond health care and education. Can you imagine the nightmare that would be? Who decides what that number is? At what level? Do we move them into those Detroit homes that we hear so much wonderful stuff about? I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears.
Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a bogey style but no one else could play.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you hang in there with us, no matter what's going on. And I do appreciate it, again. So let me finish this up. I didn't plan on spending this much time on there, but I would. But I think going back to what Zuckerberg was saying about these, basic flat salaries, what do you want to call them? So the American Culture and Faith Institute recently conducted a survey of adults 18 and older. It shows not only how deeply divided Americans are on some issues, but also how their views of a nation stand. They are 180 degrees. Their thought process, what they think should be done, is 180 degrees from what our founding fathers had in mind. Right? And over 58% now of Americans consider themselves politically moderate. A quarter identify as conservative and 70% as liberal. Now some consider themselves socially and fiscally conservative. That's at about 6%. Now, the most alarming results, according to George Barna, was that 4 out of every 10 adults say that they prefer socialism to capitalism. But when they explained what socialism was, it was capitalism. And the reason I say that is because when you hear what they say, it's taking care of people in need. Feeding the poor. Taking care of the sick. Those that aren't as, you know, I don't know, they're doing as well. Maybe they've lost their jobs. They've lost everything they have. They didn't understand that socialism came with guidelines and strings. That it wasn't as great as they thought it was. That under capitalism, if you allow, look at, when the government goes down the road and they start taking away deductions for, you know, helping out the people who need help, for charities, for giving, they stop the religious organizations. And I'm not just talking about Christian. There were Christian and Jewish, and I'm sure there were some Muslim organizations or Buddhist organizations or what have you, that were willing to go into the inner city and feed people, take care of people, clothe them. They were willing to do that, but they needed money. They don't have money. They, again, it goes back to the people of the church or the religious organization to give them money to make it happen. Why will I give you money to make it happen if there's a problem writing it off or getting it to you, or I don't have enough? And then the government gives it to these organizations that steal big chunks of it, or that require big chunks of it to cover their overhead. When that same thing doesn't necessarily happen with religious organizations. Right? So it's just crazy. The mindset's crazy. The thought process behind we can't give religious organizations money, crazy. It's not to be out there and evangelize. It's out there to grab bread and bring it to people. That's a nasty thing to do, isn't it? Feeding people that need food? Yeah, terrible. And somehow, just somehow, a nun delivering it with a cross on her chest in a habit that somebody might, I doubt very many people will know what she does anyway, that might see that cross and ask a question. For that reason, we can allow them to go hungry. We can allow them to starve to death, right? Isn't that great? This again, I know I overuse the word, but it drives me nuts. When they go to, I don't know, the Capitol, does it just suck every ounce of common sense out of their brains? Does it flow out of your ears? Just very scary. Extremely scary. Yes, I'll move on, because that one's even making me crazy. Free money. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It is free money. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Obviously, you don't have to, but if you want to. There was a pile of bills. California loves doing this. But there was a pile of bills that came in. And the, they had, I mean, California wants to give away the farm. Right? They want holiday voting and all kinds of other things. They want to give people a whole day off to go vote. I don't need a whole day. I need a couple of hours. That's it. Not a big deal. Right? But dozens of legislative proposals on Friday were killed at the, you know, in the California legislature. Well, thank God. So Friday is the semi-annual calling of bills with high price tags, known as the suspense file. Now, the Assembly Appropriations Committee weighed the fates of 531 measures with a combined fiscal impact estimated at $25.1 billion. Ultimately sending 351 to the assembly floor for a vote next week. Now, I don't know if they do this in other states, but California passes bills with one or two lines on pretty much a blank piece of paper. That's right. They'll have an assembly bill number, 153976, and the bill is to have to make sure that dental is available to every child in California. Okay, who's going to vote against that? That's all that's on the bill. There's really nothing else on there. Maybe one or two lines of description, but not how to play it out, no guidelines, no, you know, ceilings or floors on it as far as money being spent, none of that. And it goes through committee to be cleaned up, spruced up, and made to work, which means the legislators really aren't voting on the law as a whole. Now, some of the bills that went through, I mean, some of the crazy bills that went through, was Assembly Bill, let's see if I can go through a couple of these before we... 155 by Assemblyman Jimmy Gomez, a Democrat out of Los Angeles, a post-election push to teach students how to identify fake news. Yes, so that's what I want. I want a bunch of liberals on the left, right? People who belong to the California Teachers Union, right? Think about this. What are they going to call out for fake news? What are they going to call fake news? And Assembly Bill 674 by Assemblyman Evan Lowe, another Democrat, to provide state and public school workers a pay day off for the November general elections. Why? I don't need the whole day. I only need a couple hours. So pay them normally. Seriously. Give them up to 2 hours to go vote and come in. Mark Levine, out of another Democrat, would have mandated a high school government curriculum about the 2016 presidential election and about the Russian interference. Their way. Another one by Devin Mathis out of Visalia, California. This was a Republican. It would have allowed dog and cat owners to claim half their vet costs for the year, up to $2,000, as an income tax credit. Sorry. That one didn't make it either. Assembly Bill 1110 by Assemblyman Autram Burke, another Democrat, a controversial requirement for comprehensive eye exams for all students entering elementary school that divided optometrists and ophthalmologists. So again, we're moving into that realm where we're doing everything for everyone. Assembly Bill 1234, great, by Mark Levine again, to restrict the size of campaign donations from political parties to individual candidates, which can currently be up to 8 times the size of a direct contribution limit. Listen, anytime the Democrats want to put limits on contributions, I'm suspect. No, I am, because they'll find a way around it. They always do. There are always ways around it. And the Democrats did push, I don't know how they're going to survive this. Somebody asked about this question earlier. Now, a bill to replace health insurance companies with universal government-funded health care moves forward. It's got to go to a full vote in the Senate. They'll get it in there. They're going to hang themselves with this one. The Democrats who backed the measure have not identified a way to pay for the estimated $400 billion annual cost. We can't afford it. We don't have the money. It passed out of the Appropriations Committee 5-2, right along party lines. I wouldn't expect it any different. SB 562 is energized liberals at a time when President Trump and Republicans in Congress are looking to overhaul. Maybe this is perfect. Why don't we just kill the federal medical, any kind of medical health care, and let the states take it over? Let California drill itself into the ground. I don't care how pretty it is here, how nice it is to live here, this is now out of control. The supporters say the single-payer system would redirect insurance companies' profits and administrative costs to patients' care. Yeah, that's worked out so well for the VA, hasn't it? Come on, think about it. The VA is a single-payer healthcare system. How's that working out? You're correct. It's not. I'm Trump, a senior host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back in a little bit. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation.